Okay, moving on to tradition 10. That is Chris M. Is Chris out there?
My name is Chris McLaughlin, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March 26th. Can you hear me? My sobriety date is March 27, 2005. Tradition 10, Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name on never be drawn into public controversy. The main reasoning for this tradition is just to reiterate our primary purpose of helping another alcoholic, focusing on recovery from the disease of alcoholism, and staying focused on that 100%. When I got sober in the United States Navy, and I was told to ask this military cop to be my sponsor, and with zero understanding of traditions or steps, I didn't want to ask him because I didn't understand anything, right? And I didn't want all the crimes I'd committed in service to the United States military to be dropped, you know? So I didn't ask him. And 2 months later, he, not being my sponsor, got me involved in service work and started pressing upon me then that that was the trick in Alcoholics Anonymous. And I would eventually ask him to be my sponsor. He would take me through the steps and traditions. And when we got to the traditions, he had me go through the tradition checklist, you know, and he made it very apparent that if I didn't apply steps and traditions in my life, that I would never really come to an awareness of what they were supposed to be. And I 100% have violated tradition 10 on a regular basis in my personal life. But when it comes to AA as a whole, we're not supposed to have any opinion at all. And it's to save our groups. It's to save our groups from schisms and separations and arguments that we shouldn't be having in an AA meeting, period, 100%. But applying stuff like that to my personal life, when I take my own opinions about politics or religion or whatnot and put them on another alcoholic, they don't share that opinion. I have found myself in a position where I'm cutting people off in my life, right? Like, we see completely different things and I'm no longer going to talk to you. 100% personal decision, but at the same point in time, it's wrong. Like, I've caused harm, right? Last year and maybe probably the year before, I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, I had a friend that's no longer in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous basically come and talk to me and say, hey, like, my mom is the person that you're talking about. Like, I know that you don't mean it that way, and I know that you're just sharing your opinions, but she's on the other side of that. And as a result, I'm upset and hurt that my friend would speak that way. And he really brought it to light of what I was doing and pushing my opinions out on other people. And I've also had the same experience where I've met people in Alcoholics Anonymous that had opinions and beliefs that I had no idea about. Right. For years, because they didn't share that on a personal level in Alcoholics Anonymous. And we shouldn't be doing that. But to the checklist, because this is how I went through the traditions. Tradition 10. Do I ever give the impression that there really is an A opinion on antabuse tranquilizers, doctors, psychiatrists, churches, hospitals, jails, alcohol, the federal or state government, legalizing marijuana, vitamins, Al-Anon, Alateen? Right. And I can't really say that I ever give that there is a AA opinion, but when applying that in my personal life, do I apply any of those things to my like relationship with my wife? Do I apply any of those to my relationship with my friends? And it's like when I start taking my own opinions and bringing them in, like we are going to do this, I'm like forcing my ideas on other people. And that's like not right. Can I honestly share my own personal experience concerning any of those without giving the impression I am stating the AA opinion? And it's like that same thing. When I do these things in my personal life, I cause harm. Why should I do that? Like, what in AA history gave rise to our 10th tradition? And if you don't know, it's clearly written in the 12 and 12 about what happened to the Washingtonians. So if you don't have a 12 and 12, talk with me after the meeting or go to the central office and pick one up. But basically, the Washingtonians got super involved with politics and alcohol reform, and it basically ended their effectiveness to alcoholism. That's what it says in 12 and 12. The Oxford group was super religious. They're still around today. They're under a different name. And and they have that hardcore belief in Christianity, which makes it hard for people that aren't Christian. What would AA be without this tradition? We'd be causing harm and making it really hard for people with different beliefs or opinions to get sober. And like our primary purpose would be injured horribly, in my opinion. Do I breach this or any supporting traditions in subtle, perhaps unconscious ways? Definitely my personal life, I've totally violated that and I've been working on it for the past year. How can I manifest the spirit of this tradition in my personal life outside of AA instead of outside of AA and inside of AA? And like the simple answer to that is I just need to practice neutrality when it comes to my own personal opinions. I don't need to. I don't need to press upon other people what I believe, whether that be political, religious, or anything about like mental health issues, because I have mental health issues or whatnot, or what I believe you should act like or be like in a marriage. Like what I believe and what my opinion is personal to me, just like my higher powers. And I believe I can be much more effective in my usefulness to others as long as I keep in that mindset that my opinion is my own, you know? I think that's really all that I have. It's like practice neutrality in my opinions, both inside and outside of AA. And I will cause less harm. That's the whole goal, right? So, yeah. Thank you for letting me be a service to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Really outstanding, Chris.
Very, very much. That was awesome.